This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't want to get too far ahead of things, but the first week of the 114th Congress is barely in the books, and hey, look at that, they already passed a bill. Of course, it was a bill that was supposed to be passed last year, but last year wasn't so collegial in Washington, now was it? When it is signed by the president, which it will be, the bill in question, it's called the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act, means the U.S. government will continue to act as a backstop for insurers who face massive losses after a terrorist attack. Bearing in mind the events of the day in Paris, Marketplace's David Gura explains why the U.S. government is in the insurance business at all.
Terrorism risk insurance is not a new thing, but before 9/11, it wasn't something most businesses thought about. It was just part of most commercial property coverage.
And then once 9/11 happened, insurers started to exclude terrorism from their policies.
Lloyd Dixon studies risk management at the Rand Corporation, and he says insurers paid $32 billion to victims of the terrorist attacks on 9/11. Erwan Michel Karjan also studies risk management. He teaches at the Wharton School.
Basically, the insurance companies told the government, we don't want to touch that risk anymore.
So in 2002, the federal government stepped in, telling insurers they have to offer terrorism insurance, and the government will act as a backstop. Now, 60% of businesses have this kind of coverage, says Tom Santos, a lobbyist for the American Insurance Association. Coverage for buildings, but also for big events, like, say, the Super Bowl.
This is truly a partnership between the government and the private sector.
Critics say the program is a gift to insurance companies. Santos says the private sector is not getting off easy. It would have to pay what he says is a substantial amount.
The current estimate today, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 to $35 billion.
Then taxpayers would cover the rest. The trouble with terrorism risk insurance, Santos says, is that you can't possibly predict when or where an attack will take place.
We need those two key pieces of data in order to accurately underwrite the risk.
Without a government backstop, he says, terrorism risk insurance would get a lot more expensive, and some insurers might stop offering it altogether. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.